This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At my own damn game. You're pushing, I'm pulling no air from you. I giving you take, giving you take. Young blood, see you want me, see you want me.
Governor J.B. Pritzker telling lawmakers that he believes Illinois is on the right track. Today, he laid out his vision for how to address pressing issues and how to pay for them. One big ongoing challenge, the crisis that has brought tens of thousands of migrants to Chicago, Pritzker proposing to spend $182 million to address the need.
Now, I won't pretend that any of this is easy, but it would be irresponsible to do anything but come here, lay out the scope of the challenge, tell you what I think we need to do, and then work with you to make it happen.
So that's J.B. Pritzker from earlier this year, planning to spend $182 million to address the influx of illegal immigrants. The influx of illegal immigrants, that makes it sound like it's a bad thing. Aren't we a sanctuary state? Aren't we elevating the fact that we want these people to come here because our politicians who are in charge have said that you should come here? And now you're like $182 million needs to go to help these people from the Illinois taxpayers that are, well, I guess we're all doing so well in the state of Illinois. I guess that's why. Illinois State Representative Kevin Schmidt in studio with us. He represents Illinois' 114th district. Go to Schmidt for IL.com. It's Schmidt with a D for IL.com to learn more about him. Welcome back. It's good to have you here, Kevin.
Thanks for having me.
You were the only person to flip a seat in the Illinois House in the midterm, 2022. You were the only person to take a blue seat red.
Correct. Yes.
What do you attribute that to?
I mean, my district was fed up with the status quo, and I worked hard.
You did.
I think I identify with the voters in my district very well.
Kevin Schmidt speaking with us right now. Do you feel like people in Illinois, I feel like there's, when I talk to people, because we're all Illinois voters in here, and you do represent Brad, you're in Brad's district, or Brad's in your district, I should say. I feel like there's either complacency, and then you shift between complacency to just utter frustration and outrage because of the tax burden and the quality of life that you can live in Illinois comparative to move across the street, the river to the state of Missouri. What is the feeling and the mood right now of the Illinois voter?
Well, so I've hit a little over 9,000 doors personally. My team's hit 30,000. It's going by up 1,000 a day right
so
now with the team.
To a few people.
So yeah. You know, they're both Republicans and Democrats, independents, everybody is upset about the cost of living, the taxation problem. And I don't think that the Democrat Party is addressing that at all. You know, they're going off on other tangents, and they're not representing the people.
No. Certainly not. I mean, but there's a status quo in the state of Illinois that's been allowed to just kind of be. And everybody downstate will say, this is what gets me. And this is why I want to make sure that people understand that Kevin Schmidt has had success where Republicans in the state of Illinois hasn't, in the Illinois 114th state district. That people tend to easily just blame Chicago for everything. And you just say, like, this the way of Illinois is Chicago, and there's nothing we can do about it. But you were able to take that seat red in the last election. You need to win it again in this election. And there are other people running in Southern Illinois right now, like Jake Keevan against Katie Stewart. Like, we do have the power to make a difference from Southern Illinois and affect the direction of the state.
Oh, most definitely. You know, in the Metro East, right across the river, that's been a Democrat stronghold. I was the first Republican in 47 years. Lots of people on both sides of the aisle didn't think I could do it. And Like I said, we just need to represent the people, that the people vote. So if you represent the people correctly, I believe you will win, even when you're outspent, you know, 3-4-1.
Man, and I can speak to that. You did not get the support, the full support of the party. When people were looking to try to win and flip races, I remember there were like 5 or 6 that people were keying in on. Yours was...
Not on the list.
You can ask Kevin that. And there's been a lot of leadership changes in the state of Illinois in the last few years. People didn't focus in on you, and you had to decide, am I going to try to win this one on my own, or am I going to try to, you know, listen to what other people are saying, or maybe just kind of be the candidate? There's an R on the ballot or whatever. You decided it was worth it to do it on your own. Why did you make that choice?
Well, it's... a big part of it. So my district is heavily impoverished. You know, I have East St. Louis, Cahokia Heights area in there, which has historically been a poverty-stricken area. So that's been my focus, to try and help that area out, and to just focus on the entire district, mm-hmm. all of the people in the district.
What was it like? Latoya Greenwood is your opponent now. That's who you beat the last time. How was the district run under previous leadership?
Well, she didn't listen to the people at all. You know, never answered the phone, never responded. She just thought she had it and was entitled to it, and I took it away.
I mean, your story is one of my favorite stories that we've dealt with as a radio show, being able to get to know some of these more local races. When we discovered, somebody had tipped me off to the ads that were being run against you when you were a chiropractor, a doctor with your own practice, and somehow or another you were being accused of, like, in the General Assembly, mm-hmm. voting against old people's Social Security. And it's like, how does this chiropractor, are you in Swansea, Shiloh, where are you at?
Millstadt, my hometown.
Millstadt.
Yeah.
When you're like, I can't even vote on these things.
Yeah, I wasn't even in office yet. Yeah.
What happened with that story? How did that unfold?
You know, you talked about it a little bit. We talked about it a little bit on the campaign side, but it's just, that's what the Democrats do. They run the same ads statewide, you know, the stuff in
so
in
they
the
have
suburbs.
To think so little about running against a Republican in a place like Southern Illinois down here. They think so little about that race that they just duplicate ads and they put Kevin Schmidt's in name. And this money comes from the Democrat machine in Chicago.
Yes, pretty much. Almost 100%.
And so they're like, nah, we'll just run these ads against all of our opponents. And they put Kevin Schmidt's name in there as if he's voting against Social Security and he's not even in the General Assembly. He's actually helping people become healthy in Millstadt.
Yeah, yeah, like I was an incumbent. So, yeah, I am now.
Well, after that, that made me so mad on the air. I said that I now wanted Kevin Schmidt to be king of Illinois. And then you were the one that won. So we take just like a teeny fraction bit of just wanting to get the support out for you and these other Republicans running in the Illinois state legislature. We know you're up against a tough job, but you're willing to do it. Going back to what J.B. Pritzker said earlier there, the investment to focus in the state of Illinois from the governor's not the governor's mansion. I don't think he even knows what that is. From Chicago, where J.B. Pritzker is. And then the Democrats, who have the supermajority in the General Assembly. It seems like they care more about the illegal immigrants they're asking to come here than they do the taxpayers that they're taxing out of the state to provide for them instead of the people actually funding it.
Most definitely. So, like I said, I have a heavily impoverished district. There's people in my lot of people in my district that need health care. They need mental health care. They have, you know, no clothing. They have no food. They have no housing. And they're citizens of this country. They're citizens of Illinois. Their families have been here for hundreds of years. And we're putting illegal immigrants ahead of our own people. People that are suffering.
That makes me so mad.
This should be a bipartisan thing, you know, and it's not. I don't understand why it's not bipartisan. It's just, it makes no sense.
Kevin, is that an issue? You said, you know, your district has rural voters. It has inner city voters, you know, poverty stricken voters. Like you said, it really runs the gamut.
It's a slice of America, really.
It really is. Yeah.
Is that an issue that you're hearing in both places in your district?
Everywhere.
Really?
Everywhere.
So you're saying the political issues aren't divided by color?
Oh, no. Oh, no. So I did a little coffee talk in East St. Louis, and I was there for about an hour. And I don't like to lead people in to what they should talk about.
Yeah.
So I just do open-end questions.
You listen?
I listen, yeah. And then I let them talk. So they totally, their number one concern there was illegal immigration. And I was surprised.
This is in East St. Louis?
In East St. Louis. At the coffee shop.
What does illegal immigration mean to them? Like, what is the problem about that?
They, I mean, it's the same thing. It means the same thing to us. They're citizens. We're all citizens.
They value that.
Yeah, and they're not. And it's and they see the fact that they need resources, and they've needed resources for so long. Okay, I mean, the flooding issue over there in Cahokia and the sewage mixing, and it's just.
Do you have any more of those meetings before the election?
Not scheduled, but yeah. So I mean, this.
Can I go to one of those with you?
I could get you to one of those. Yeah, it's interesting because I was thinking the media does not portray it like this. I thought we were going to be talking about something else, and they went and started. I mean, the whole thing was about illegal immigration.
I just want to go see it. And listen to them.
At the end of the day, I think we all have the same. We all want a better life for our family, our kids. And, you know, the priorities need to be correct in Illinois. And we need to prioritize our citizens first.
Yes.
It's pretty simple.
It's very basic. And when you prioritize, when it's America first, that doesn't mean everyone else out. It
correct.
Means if you, you know, we talk about this in the context of our own personal home, the more I take care of my finances, the more I'm able to bless other people or be generous with the resources that I have. If I am not responsible with my finances, not only am I not taking care of myself, but there's no ability to take care of anyone else. Mm-hmm. That's common economic sense. It's just, it's very interesting to see your district specifically, and you ran for the first time in the redistricted one, so people weren't 100% sure how it was going to shake out, and you were able to win. And I, God's honest truth, folks, Kevin Schmidt has gone and talked to all these people and done way more listening than he is like, here's how it's going to go. Your opponent, I have noticed, does very little and has been entitled to that position and that as that representative for quite some time. And you just showed up to do the work that she wasn't doing. And people are like, we choose you. Do you feel like division, like the demographical division? Because we see it in the national level for sure. But even in the more local politics, is the demographical division of talking about race or, you know, religion or just straight up skin color, are all of these things, when it gets down to brass tacks, is it just for TV? Is it just for the media?
I have to say something here. So I've walked the entire district. The most welcoming people I encountered were in East St. Louis by far. They've never had anyone knock on their door. They don't have no soliciting signs. I had a guy drive down the street in his truck and say, hey, Kevin Schmidt, can I have some flyers? This is in East St. Louis, all right? They invited me in for water. They talked to me. When they open the door, they want to have a conversation. Now, when I'm in O'Fallon, it's a little different. You know, a lot of the people there, there's a lot of no soliciting signs. It's not as welcoming. And they kind of already know how they're going to vote. Okay. Whereas in East St. Louis, they were so happy to see their state representative on their porch talking to them about what they want.
People just want to be heard. And they don't want to be pandered to. They don't want to be told this is how it's going to go. And, you know, I would definitely say that there are people on both sides of the political parties who probably take their voters for granted more often than they don't. But Kevin Schmidt, you've done the work. I've watched it. And it was just like a little humorous to me to see the old guard of the Illinois Republican apparatus, and people are like, Illinois Republicans? I'm like, yes, there are many of us. We haven't got our act together yet. But in any situation, nationally as well as any other state, I've seen it happen in Missouri, the structure that gets disconnected from the people thinks they know how it's going to go. They think they know exactly what you need to do. And the truth is that every district is different. And if you're not listening to your district and people aren't listening to you, Kevin Schmidt, who knows your district because you work your district, we've got to turn the whole thing upside down. It has to start with the people in East St. Louis and O'Fallon in the same district. And Kevin Schmidt, the guy who wants to represent 114th district again for you, who's been there talking to people, it has to start from the very bottom to flow up. And that is really the upside down that we're currently in. Kevin Schmidt, you've turned it right side up in the 114th. And I'm really hoping that you're able to bring it home next week when the election happens.
Oh, definitely. Yes, it's going to be a win.
I want to go, take me where I want to go do one of those things just as an observer. I don't want to.
Just to listen.
No speeches. It's not about me. I just want, you can tell people who I am, but maybe they want to talk to me. Maybe they want to talk to you, but I'd like to hear what they have to say.
It was very fluid. You know, the mailman comes in. He talks to me a little bit while we're there. Just people coming in and out. It's a donut shop, coffee shop.
I like donuts.
Yeah, they're awesome. So, but yeah, it wasn't forced. It wasn't planned. It wasn't rigged. It was just listening to the people, and those were the concerns of them.
People can go vote for you today, right?
Oh yeah. You can go vote at the courthouse, and there's multiple other places. Polling places.
Is there anything else in the state of Illinois that you want to put a spotlight on real quick before we let you go? Is there any other issue that is facing you, or just, you know, the message really here is show up and be heard, and then after that, that's when the real work ends up starting, because you can actually do things once you get back in there.
I would just say fiscal responsibility. That's the number one problem, I think, with Illinois is prioritizing how we spend our money, because we have plenty of revenue coming in.
There's a lot of issues out there. You know, should the Republicans somehow get out of the super minority? There are a lot of issues out there that the Democrats want to make the big scary issue. If another Republican wins an election, this is going to happen. And you're like, maybe we should just get our fiscal house in order.
Yes. Simple.
Very simple. Kevin Schmidt, we appreciate you. Thanks for coming in with
us. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. Get in touch with me and let me know. Let your people know. Tell me when I could maybe come do that. I would love to hear what those folks have to say.
Yeah, it would be mid-cycle, you know, when there's not a lot of election stuff going on, and just get, you know, raw data.
Yeah, I would love to do that. That'd be great. Thank you. Kevin Schmidt in with us. He's the current Illinois State Representative for the 114th, and he's looking to win your vote once again. If you are in those the cities, say those, list the cities again, or around about.
It's East St. Louis, Cahokia Heights, Dupo, Millstadt, Smithton, Freeburg, New Athens, Muscoota, Lebanon, O'Fallon.
What a mix.
Knows his district.
What a mix.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you're there, please get to the polls and vote early and support Kevin Schmidt. He's a wonderful person. He's a great representative. We're glad to have him on the show. Schmidt for Illinois, or Schmidt for IL, I should say, .com.
Yes.
That's the website. Go support him there as
Thank
well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Quick Wiggins America. When we come back, don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.